On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Happy Wednesday to everybody. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. If you missed the show, you can always catch us online at ksro.com. And we're starting to put more of our shows up here on Facebook, going Facebook Live. So thanks to our Facebook listeners that are also viewers. See, you look good for radio. You didn't know you were going to be on camera today.
No idea I was going to be on camera. Face for radio.
Yeah, well, actually, you're much more handsome than I am, so thank you for joining us. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. Weather has changed. Vespa rides are now much more pleasant.
Yes, and in great weather just in time for an event that I'm doing this weekend, the Out There Expo, put on by the City of Santa Rosa.
Awesome.
It's going to be very fun. Lots of performers and art and music and food and beverage. It's going to be a great time.
That's awesome. Yeah. Speaking of events and Vespas, mm-hmm. tying the two together.
Yeah, good.
We have Bravissimo, which is my son's school. He goes to the Healdsburg School, uh-huh. and they have an annual event for fundraising. And the Vespa dealership in town, I can't remember the
Revolution
name.
Moto.
Yeah, they donated a Vespa.
They did
at
not.
Some sort of arrangement, but yes. And thank you to them. So Vespas and my son go together.
That's so cool.
I want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big raffle thing, so.
Nice. I want to win it, too. I can always have another Vespa. I wouldn't mind. I could, like, trade them out for the day of the week. different one every day.
One of my best friends, childhood friends, longest friends I have, Enzo, down in San Diego, he and his wife have matching Vespas.
Oh, yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah, and he's Italian. It's Filippo. It's just great. Vincenzo Filippo riding his orange Vespa. Anyways, hey, we've got a great show today. We're going to talk about insurance, some sides of insurance that people don't realize. And I wanted to bring in an expert, Rob Stroud, who's been great with clients of mine and really knowledgeable in the area. And so thank you, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell our listeners about you, about your business, you know, just kind of the latest happenings of what you've been seeing out there.
Yeah, sure. Started with Farmers in 2004. I went to Sonoma State, met a girl, fell in love, been married 15 years this year.
Like a song.
It might be. Eventually, right? Country song. We have a 10 and a 12-year-old daughters. Both go to Strawberry here in Bennett Valley.
Uh-huh, yep.
The agency is kind of gone the way of we started out working with renters that it became homeowners.
Okay.
And so I learned the business through them.
Okay. So a lot of people that make major life changes then.
Absolutely.
Going from just liability policies where they're renting and have renter's insurance and getting into much bigger policies where they bought houses.
Absolutely.
And then unfortunately, 100 and what was the claim? 189 houses you insured were lost in the fires.
Right. About 189 total losses. Mm-hmm. For homeowners. I don't know how many renters lost.
Yeah, and also there are also automobile claims.
Right, absolutely. Okay. Every time a car gets burned down, if it has comprehensive coverage, that is a total loss.
Now, you mentioned to me that Farmers in aggregate was $1 billion with about 3,300 claims.
Right. I made a phone call to – when you end up having this many claims, you end up meeting people that you would – or come across people that you might not normally come across.
Sure.
So the head of our property claims in all of the western side of the United States, his name is David Condon, and he was nice enough to share with me some of the pertinent information, which was that we had about $1 billion in 4,400 claims.
That's amazing. Wow.
$920 million of that went to homeowners claims alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking about claims and the nature of claims that really made this so devastating. I don't think I had this perspective, but share with our listeners what we're talking about with regards to this massive fire and the amount of heat that was generated and how it affected, of course, retaining walls and foundations and how people were really underinsured to be able to handle all those costs.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that we all have taken away from this is the fact that you really need to know your insurance policy. You need to know the coverages on it. You need to understand your limits. When a one-off happens, like a regular house fire, you're not going to lose the foundation in most cases. You're going to have some part of the structure left. The fire department will get there in time. You might not even lose all of your property inside of it. However, when this wildfire came through, it not only took out all of the neighborhoods, the heat was so hot that it left no integrity in most of those foundations. So you're talking about extra costs in Fountain Grove and in Wickiup that insureds or clients or even insurance agents didn't maybe can take into consideration. And that's because you're replacing 180 feet or hundreds of feet of concrete.
Right.
When a one-off happens, that's not something that gets – you don't have to add that in. It's not ruined.
Driveways.
Right.
foundation, retaining walls, especially in the area, the topography that was greatly impacted, of course, you know, as a fire came over the hill, was really just torched and gone. And so people were underinsured grossly for that. And I know myself, you know, my family, we have a home, we are in Windsor, and we back up to the Foothill Park. And, you know, we really upped our policy coverage, took a second look and third look, actually, a year later at that. Are you doing that regularly now with your clients?
I can honestly tell you I haven't taken a vacation since the wildfires happened. I didn't hardly take a day off for 6 months. Not only was I trying to make sure that everyone got paid every dollar from their contract, but we had to do reviews and we had to get people in quickly.
Yeah.
We were doing nonstop 10, 12-hour days. My team was amazing. Mm-hmm. I could not have done it without them. They kept bringing the coffee and they kept helping me decipher who was what and where. Yeah. And, you know, one of the biggest takeaways that I would say from this was the sense of community.
Yeah.
So many times we will call people and send them a letter like, hey, should we do a review? And crickets, we'd hear back. Mm. Well, all of a sudden people were now interested in taking a look at it, which made our job so much easier to explain to them what exactly – there's a lot of coverages in these policies, and there's a lot of confusion out there. So we really want to make sure that the answers are not only available but really easy to understand.
I think that brings me to this next question that we have in my industry, where I'm a home loan lender and I help people figure out what their loan options are and what to do when they want to refinance or buy with, of course, my partner, Cross Country Mortgage. And with that, with the internet, has come this idea that people can do it on their own. And, you know, we see commercials about cut rate insurance, which is probably something I learned from a commercial. But, you know, you learn about the idea that you can go online and get, you know, five quotes and pick your insurance. And the same problem we have in lending is that, you know, there's an entire industry of professionals like myself and others that are very talented in this space of lending. And in your field, there's so many that are talented in the space of insurance. That's why you exist as an industry. What has the internet done to misinform and overempower people to think they can do this on their own?
They've done a lot of great things, and they've done a lot of things that muddy the waters. One of the things they've done that is really good is they've made all of us insurance companies be more instant. The fact that we have to be quicker, that was awesome. When I first started, we wrote policies on paper applications,
yeah,
and we sent them into Farmers' corporate office. That is slow.
Did you use a fax machine?
I still have one. It's crazy. So that's what they did that was good. The bad thing they did was they made everyone believe that they were an expert. They commoditized the business, which is very scary. So you just type in your address, and it spits out a number. Well, what your agent does, or what I do, is I inspect the house. I go do a drive-by. I ask you specific details of the house. Mm-hmm. When was the kitchen remodeled? Was it remodeled? What type of floor coverings do you have? What type of roof do you have? When did you have the roof redone? These are all really important questions that a consumer may or may not know. I got to be honest, there was about 5 or 6 years ago that I did not know the difference between a composition and an architectural composition roof. Well, now I do. And these are things that insurance agents just had to learn. We had to get out. We had to get in the field. We had to learn the area. I know Santa Rosa as well as a taxi driver at this point.
Yeah,
I can get around really well in Sonoma County. So when somebody gives me an address, I almost immediately know where it's at based on zip code. Mm-hmm. And it's important. That's a really important thing that the computer may or may not know. They might instantly even bind you a policy that doesn't qualify. And that is a problem. So people will call us up and say, hey, look, we got this policy in place. And then I'm often there to say, wait a second, let's just make sure that it's going to pass the inspection. And if I look at photos with them, I can kind of point things like that out.
There's people that are really, really miserable and unhappy right now because they chose to go save $100 a year on insurance, aren't there?
Yeah, it makes me sad, actually.
And that's not their fault.
No, definitely not.
I think it's the insurance companies out there trying to both save a buck themselves, but also people trying to find ways to save money because it's expensive to own a home. Excuse me. And renter's insurance is also expensive. And today, that mentality has changed, hasn't it? I talk to people all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, I jacked up my insurance as much as I could. My agent was like, whoa, 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 you're overinsured. We can't do that.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's absolutely true. We had instances where people were coming in saying, we want to insure a house for $900 a square feet. And I'm like, why? You can't ever claim on something that much. So let's just slow our roll.
Right.
This is what we're hearing from contractors based on these types of floor finishings and fixtures, et cetera.
Yeah. So the fires, of course, are one of the biggest examples of why we have insurance. But there's more to insurance, right? I mean, I've heard some interesting things that policies cover slander and cover things.
Absolutely. That's all part of the liability. That's coverage E.
Talk a little bit about that coverage E. What's that like?
There's a lot of things. So that's liability that will cover you anywhere in the United States or the world. So if you're out and you're throwing a football around, you see Joe Montana at the beach in Maui, you throw a ball, it goes through his hands, breaks a nose, and they name you in the lawsuit, coverage E is going to kick in.
Or more likely, if your kid breaks someone else's window with a baseball.
Which is much more likely, and that is also something that coverage E would kick in on, yeah.
Are there any other nuances to that claim that people maybe not realize that they actually have protection from?
Well, I think one of the things that people don't understand is that there are other buckets is what we call them. So A, dwelling, B, separate structure, C, property, D, loss of use, or ALE, which is something that I'm sure Sonoma County is really, really fluent in now, additional living expense. That's what happened when people couldn't live in their house.
And that's where people were getting frustrated, also with having enough coverage for their personal property.
Yeah, so personal property or coverage C is 70% of whatever your coverage A is. That's how farmers work. So I can only speak to that. So let's just take it real simple. Your house was insured for $100,000.
Yeah.
So your personal property with us would have been $70,000. Okay. So you had that for anything. And what they did was they eliminated, usually you have to have a rider or an endorsement for like a wedding ring or a very expensive watch. Mm-hmm. Well, in a wildfire, we're like, get out of the house, run, and we'll just cover the ring. And we weren't asking for receipts at this point or documentation because that would have been pretty rude and it would have been insensitive.
You may not have been, but there were many insurance companies that made life really difficult for people in itemization.
Yeah, the itemization concept really struck a chord with me. I had family that lost homes like everyone else in this room, I'm sure, or anyone listening within the sound of my voice could probably name 100 people that they know. And I had my own family, not my house, but my in-law's house. And so it was a situation where I was close to that, and I felt it. And I knew that there was an easier way.
There had to have been a better way, and it just started out. It was sort of the Wild West for a lot of people trying to figure out what to do. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm in studio here with Robert Stroud. He is a farmer's insurance agent, but you also have other carriers that you work with, right?
Yeah, what I do is if I'm a direct rider with Farmers,
okay.
And if Farmers says no thank you because of the area that it's in or whatever, we then take it out to market.
That makes sense. And how do people get a hold of you if they have questions about potentially doing an insurance verification of, you know, they got the right policy and they want to do a comparison?
Yeah, if someone wants to come in and do a review or go over something, it's you can call me, 707-546-2010.
546-2010. That'll get you to his office. We're going to stick around, go to a commercial break. You're going to stay in the studio?
Yep, I'll be here.
Awesome. Rob Stroud with Farmers Insurance. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right. My team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug in Santa Rosa will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug in Santa Rosa. Online, shutterbugcamerashops.com.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers paid for real stories. Credit approval required.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, we're back. I'm George Adair, live in the studio. We do this show every Wednesday at noon. You can always catch past shows at ksro.com. You can also find us on the interweb. It's the Facebook world.
Yes.
Of course, we have a Facebook page. Like it if you like me, or like it if you don't. You can still check out information about our guests. Today in studio is Rob Stroud, farmer's agent extraordinaire, talking about past and a little present. And I also want to talk a little future about how insurance claims affect insurability. How can you get insurance in an area that's been affected by fire? I think that's a key question for people. You know, we've been looking backwards a lot in time, and I was interested to speak with you, Rob, about how the insurance business has these, you know, probably these analytical, you know, data crunching type folks that look at geo maps and look at historical fires to then try and project out when fires could happen again. Tell me a little bit about how all that seems to work in your industry.
Yeah, no problem. One of my favorite things about visiting home offices, you accidentally stumble along the floor of where the actuaries are. It's the quietest room of the building, and that's because they all have their headsets on and they're doing math. And the rest of us are chatting and talking and trying to figure things out. Well, what the actuaries are doing is they're trying to run a bunch of different statistics to figure out where the next possible catastrophe could happen. And so a lot of that things that lead into where the rate is actually derived from or how they come up with it. So you have to look at the square footage of the home, the materials that are used in the home. These are all things that your agent will have to get for you. A lot of people don't know the type of wood that's used, for example. So those things, accessibility to the house. Is it inside a cul-de-sac? Is it up? Is it on a hill inside a cul-de-sac, which is a double whammy? Is there the thing that I tell you that most of us want the most is privacy. In our state, in California, you want to not have to look at your neighbor. You might want to look back at open space. Well, insurance companies look at open space and they think danger.
Yeah.
They look at open space and they say, well, how's the fire department going to get to that? They look at the open space and they go, that looks like fuel, not open space. So when I look at the rolling hills, when I look off my balcony and I'm looking into Annandale, and I live in Bennett Valley, I'm grateful. I look at that and go, wow, it's gorgeous. Farmers insurance and most other insurance carriers look at it and go, danger.
Yep.
So that's one of the things you kind of have to think about.
Okay. So when you think about that from an insurer's perspective, how does that affect rates?
It affects rates because of three things. Okay. The first thing that affects rates on is this, is if there's not a lot of access, they can't get to it, they'll decline it.
Okay.
And then you're stuck with either going with a carrier that is non-admitted, which means they do not hang their license in the state of California, that they come from another state. So they're not bound to the state of California's rules. And that's a problem because at any point they can leave and say, this is too much for us, or we don't have to deal with it. As uncommon as it may be, it could happen.
Is that like a non-renewal?
That is essentially a non-renewal.
Okay.
Right? But the thing that you have to know is this, is that carriers that are admitted very rarely non-renew for something like this, like a wildfire like this. A non-renewal from a normal admitted carrier will be from multiple claims, like two or three in a year, and they're usually thought of as fraud.
Mm-hmm. So you got somebody who's just sort of
my
behaving,
golf clubs got stolen twice last year.
Behaving badly.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not going to be because the neighborhood burned down.
Shouldn't be. No.
Shouldn't be.
Are
there laws to protect them? Homeowners.
You know, I'm not sure if there are laws about that to protect
okay.
them. I'd have to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
I do know for a fact is if you lost your house with us, total loss, Farmers basically carry you all the way through this year, and we're paying the ALE at the same time. We're putting course of construction policies in force as you rebuild, and we're guaranteeing these customers that have lost everything will still have insurance with us. They're not going to have to go to market. Obviously, they can. If they didn't have a good experience, they can shop around. But we're saying we're still going to insure this house.
It's good to know. I think a lot of people are scared about non-renewal.
People were terrified of that.
So tell me about the fire lines. I mean, I know you probably have a map, I imagine, on your wall that says where the fire lines are.
George, it's so funny that you say that. I wish I had a map. It's proprietary. They don't give it out.
Oh,
but
really?
I swear I can figure it out on zip code, though, and
yeah.
I can do it on by street a yeah. lot of times.
Yeah.
In Sonoma County. I do get lost when I get out of Sonoma County, but when I'm here, I can figure out the fire line score really easily.
I guess the nature of that question is in someone that wants to buy property in an area that maybe traditionally has been affected by fire now at this point. And I mean traditionally as in the Tubbs Fire has come through the same topography a couple times now in our history, three times I think we know about, maybe more. Should they be pre-qualifying their property with an insurance agent as part of their investigation?
So there's two rules of thumb here. The first thing is if you're not existing with a carrier and you haven't called your agent first to say, hey, look, am I going to have an issue getting insurance, which is the first thing you should do. Call your agent and say, here's the address I'm thinking about buying. Is this a problem? If this is a problem, now they need to talk to you, George, and say, what do you think, right?
Yeah.
Who do you suggest I talk to? The second thing is it's so easy. All you have to do is run the address through your carrier, or even if you wanted to do it online, and they should be able to spit you out. Like it'll in red on our case, not bindable is mm-hmm. what it would say, non-bindable essentially.
Okay. So that's an important step in the home buying process.
Now it's more critical than ever.
Yeah. I want to get back to you just said using the internet in a positive way, of course, for people to use it as a resource. What is sort of the dangers again that someone is going to run into if they think they can find an 800 number online or, on a banner? Or they go and see a commercial for homeowners insurance on TV, and then they think they can just kind of do it all themselves. What challenges and what do they need to look out for in making that decision to sort of do-it-yourself insurance process?
Well, you're not necessarily getting the best for your money, okay? So you want to bundle your insurance. You really do. You don't want to have three or four carriers. And I'm not saying that you're going to always save money that way, but you want to have one place to go, mm-hmm. one phone call to make would be a lot easier than three or four phone calls to make.
Yeah.
And so another thing that you need to do when you're kind of processing all of this stuff is you need to know, okay, so where's my escape route? Where's everything set up? Where's the nearest fire department? These are all kind of ideas that the internet does know that you can look up, but your insurance agent's going to be able to pull it up right away. Like the nearest station to fire department is on the screen when we're quoting a house. So we know that kind of information already. And those are the different types of things that go into the formula, which is what creates the fire line.
Yeah. So it's kind of shifting gears, flood insurance.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. Unfortunately, our community is regularly impacted more frequently than fires with floods. I grew up in West County, and from my junior high days through high school, there were several floods that affected the community out there. And then more recently, of course, we've had this last winter created a lot of flood damage. Talk about the difference between flood insurance and typical homeowner's insurance.
Flood insurance is one of the four things that are excluded from a homeowner's or a fire policy. So typically when I'm sitting down with a first-time client or a first-time homebuyer, I like to tell them that it's an all-peril policy except for four exclusions: earthquake, flood, wear and tear, and war. Earthquake and flood are really easy to understand. You know what happens when there's an earthquake. It shakes.
And those are generally state-regulated.
Yeah. You buy those through the state.
Yeah.
California Earthquake Authority, National Flood Insurance Program.
Right.
That's where you buy those coverages.
And the agent can help.
Yeah. We're all in cahoots together. All of us insurance companies have an agreement that says in California, we will offer you a CEA policy. If you buy property coverage, building property coverage, you get an offer of a California Earthquake Authority policy.
Gotcha. And then you said war?
Yeah, it's excluded. Not terrorism, but war.
War.
So terrorism and war are separate.
Yeah.
That's
you
interesting.
Pay like I think it's 90 cents or I'm going to get – I'm sure I'm wrong about that. But there's a 90 cents on each policy at each renewal that it says it on there that you're paying.
And what was the fourth exclusion?
Wear and tear. And that's like if your roof is 35 years old and
okay.
it leaks.
Yep.
They're just not going to cover that.
Yeah. And I think that brings up another point. So let's say your water heater fails, which is probably one of the most common claims that you guys see. If floods your house, is that covered?
It depends.
Okay.
So that's one of those things that water is the toughest thing to anticipate. The best thing that it was ever – the best way, I should say, it was ever described to me was like this. If you load your dishwasher, go to Costco and come home and there's water everywhere, that's covered because it's called sudden and accidental disbursement of water.
Okay.
However, if you start smelling some mold and a tile starts lifting in the kitchen and you let it go and then you come home one day and there's a puddle of water, that's probably not covered.
That's negligence, really.
There's probably been a slow drip under the sink or under something.
Yeah.
And that's what's led to this.
Interesting.
And so slow drips are a big problem in our state because
yeah.
a lot of the houses were built pre-1954 and they're two stories.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs bathroom leaking down.
Yep.
That's not covered.
Yeah.
My sister just had that nightmare.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. It's just not covered.
Yeah, I went through it on a condo we had, and it flooded our neighbor's adjoining unit, and it was a total mess. Farmers covered it, and it was a total mess. But it's a common thing that people need to be aware of is pay attention to water damage.
Maintenance of the house.
Yeah, take care of your house.
You take care of yourself. You get oil changed in your car.
Yeah.
If your brakes went out, would you call Farmers? Be like, hey, my brakes need to be replaced. Right? So it's a whole maintenance thing.
Yeah definitely. I think also tenants need to communicate with their landlords.
Huge.
You know, that's a big thing.
That was one of the things we didn't get a chance to touch on, but that's one of the things that also affects the policy you can buy. If it's a landlord or if it's a vacation policy, you really get more limited.
So we're kind of coming down to the end here. If people want to look at their insurance and contact you, what's that process, say in 30 seconds or less, that you go through to compare someone's current policy with what you would offer them?
I get the an email. I call it their quote-unquote homework, and I have them send it back to me. And what I do is I populate my policy, and if they'll give me access to theirs, then I'll look at theirs, and I will just figure out the exact cost to rebuild based on the materials of that house by talking to other contractors, my actuaries and underwriters, and my team and I will spitball and try to figure out the best way to do it.
All right. Them.
And we can adjust deductibles or coverages based on their needs.
Well, that sounds like a good process to get through. Well, Rob Strouds with Farmers, he is a Farmers agent, one of the largest in the area, I understand.
Yep,
good for
one of
you.
The bigger ones in Santa Rosa.
One of the bigger ones in Santa Rosa. Thank you for joining us today and enlightening our listeners. Folks, if you want to get a hold of Rob, you can call him at his office. His number is?
546-2010.
546-2010. We're getting the hook, and I want you to let your friends know about this show. Go to ksro.com. It'll be up later today. Lots of good, helpful information. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. I'm George Adair. We'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, see ya.